boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Wearing a shirt and tie, Archie pulls a whoopee cushion out of a drawer. He fills it up and carries it to his armchair.
Now, just give this baby a little trial run here.
He slips it under the seat cushion.
Yeah? No.
He lowers himself and grins with smug delight.
Wait. Use it to my ear.
Edith, hurry up, will you? The guys will be coming.
I'm coming. Here you are.
Oh, great. Put that on me now.
He dons a blazer.
And now we'll get going here. Would you look at this? The cleaners must have shrunk then.
The cleaners didn't shrink nothing. Oh, you would have shrink this.
His belly.
I put the blame on you. Everything you cook makes me fat.
I don't cook beer.
Stay off my case, will you?
Archie, I don't see why they have to have more than one big convention in a whole year.
If
she fusses with his uniform.
If I told you once, I told you a million times, this ain't a big convention. This is a caucus. Can't you remember caucus there? We hold these, what do you call, semi-animal meetings. Hmm? And that is all in the interest of national security. Do you know there's a major threat in this world today? Your friend Jimmy Carter's trying to make peace with the Russians. And these decisions that we take at this here caucus, they are passed right up the line to your national steering committee there and could very well have an effect upon the entire course of our whole national defense.
Oh. Well, here's your plastic doggy doo-doo.
I'm glad you found that. Pack that right next to my whoopee cushion there. And then goes this. Oh, by the way, did you get the batteries that I told you from Ferguson's?
Oh, here they are.
All right, we'll slip them right in here.
I didn't know you wanted them for this thing.
This ain't a thing, Edith. This is a gooser.
He holds a long prod.
To me, it's a thing.
It ain't a thing. You can't go up behind somebody and ding him. You go up behind somebody and you go...
He chases her around the room, playfully zapping her backside.
There they are.
Okay, guys, come in there. Here, pack that, huh? Synchronize your watches, fellas.
Archie, please... Promise me that you won't drink a lot.
Please.
Remember your blood pressure.
Let me tell you something, will you? Booze ain't got nothing to do with blood pressure.
It's
the truth. It's the heart that controls that. The booze you drink goes right down your pipes. It goes right past your heart. It goes down to the infiltration ducts of your liver, and it passes out of here through your lowest intestines.
Edith knits her brow in disgust.
Okay, guys, coming on a double. Grab the bag, huh, Edith, huh?
Archie, please stay out of trouble.
Oh, don't be...
Don't take no salt and leave off the animal fats.
Now, that has an effect on the blood pressure.
That's right, animal fats.
No useless talk. Okay, guys, yeah, go ahead.
He shocks her behind with a hand buzzer.
And the purest sense, we is the master race. We hire right in the purest face.
He kisses Edith goodbye.
Over hell, over tail.
Later, middle-aged Air Corps servicemen drink, doze, and dance with young women in a hotel suite. In the corner of the room, Archie sings with Barney and Pinky.
You.
You know, they don't write them like that no more.
Well, that's because everybody's dead now.
Hey, fellas. Look at old Barney Pooper Pete here. Didn't he pass out too soon?
Hey, I'll wake him up. I get just the thing to wake old Barney Pooper Pete right up.
Come on, now let the poor guy alone. He's probably suffering from jet lag.
What kind of jet lag? He came by Greyhound.
And he's suffering from dog lag.
Archie brings a bulging paper bag from the bathroom.
Look what I got to wake him up with, you, huh?
Oh, hey, oh, yeah. Save it. I got something better.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do, Pink? An oldie but a goodie.
Hank looks on as Pinky ties Pete's shoelaces together. They pull a coffee table out of the way. Then Pinky leans to Pete's ear. Pete jumps up and falls flat on his face.
What a great gag.
Funny, huh? He really hurt him.
What time is it?
Who the hell cares?
Well, shouldn't we be downstairs listening to the feature military speaker?
Hey, we're wasting drinking time. How about a shooter, Arch?
Yeah, give me a shooter.
Another little taste for Arch.
Hey, Wally. Wally, what? Nick's on the booze for his nibs here. He knows how to sell it, but he don't know how to drink it.
All right, come on, Barney. Clam up, will you?
Huh? I'm just about to propose a toast here.
A toast.
To WW2. The best war we ever had so far.
WW2.
Archie downs his shot.
My God, that was smooth.
You think you've had enough?
Hey, listen, I know when I had enough.
Well, I think you've had enough. You had a couple on the plane.
Oh, well, I listen to her. Listen, hey, if she says I had enough, then I had enough, you know? Because, hey, them people know a drunk when they see one.
The black woman raises her brow.
I meant stewardesses, you know? They were stewards.
Oh, I know what you meant.
Hey, there, little girl. Did Pinky bring you to party?
No, Wally's my date.
That's right.
Wally is your date? Oh, look at Wally, the big family man. He's dating all the young girls.
Well, I invited everybody. Oh, here, Arch, come
look
on.
Hey, I got him blushing. Hey, fellas, look, I got Wally blushing over here. Huh? Well, you ain't blushing, our little girl.
Sure. Can't you tell?
No. You know what I'm talking about? Some people, you can't, as easy as... Well, you know,
Excuse me.
I didn't say that right, you know?
No, you talk too much.
Well, I didn't mean nothing
by that. Then just sit down, be quiet.
Yeah, but go over and tell him I didn't mean nothing by that. Just...
Pinky thinks.
Hey, you want to pull a joke on him with me?
No.
It'll be fun.
The stewardess considers.
What do I have to do?
When you hear this, you're going to fall apart.
They hurry off together. Later, moonlight pours through the window of the dark hotel room. Archie lies asleep in bed.
Why the hell would your father?
Pinky opens the door to the adjacent hotel suite and checks on Archie. Smiling, he gestures to the stewardess, Maribel, who sneaks in wearing a pink nightie and robe. Waving goodbye to Pinky, she slips off her robe and tiptoes across the room. She turns on the bedside lamp and climbs under the covers with Archie.
Howdy. Oh.
She lifts Archie's arm and pulls it over her shoulder as she cuddles up to him.
Oh.
He smiles in his sleep. Maribel leans in close.
I'm nuts about you, Archie Bunker.
I'm nuts about you, Alice Faye.
Nice years, crop of kisses, dancing the same, so me.
He slowly opens his eyes, but doesn't turn to his bedmate. Archie drifts back to sleep, then bolts up. He turns his head and finds Maribel dozing on his shoulder.
Hey, how did you get here?
You brought me here.
When?
He winces.
When?
Last night.
Last night?
Smiling, she nods.
What are you doing here?
Right now? Nothing.
She kisses Archie's neck.
Wait a minute.
In the hotel bed.
I don't remember nothing.
Too bad. It was beautiful.
Hold it. No, don't hold nothing.
She freezes with an arm around his waist.
I gotta get out of here.
No, please.
I gotta go.
No, do you want me to cry?
I'm a happy married man, you know. Hey, I don't fool around.
I know. You got right to it.
Now, you shouldn't have let me.
Who could have stopped you? Tiger. Be my love.
Don't sing. Please, cut. Oh, Lord. Why do dames who go for me always sing bad?
I wanted you.
Get arrested here. Hey, young lady. You know I'm old enough to be your father?
I love old men.
You do?
You better believe it. Tiger.
Oh.
She kisses his neck repeatedly as he lies flat on his back.
I can't lay. Oh, what the hell? I gotta get out of here. This ain't right.
He jumps out of bed.
This here thing is wrong. You know what this is? This here is madness. I mean, whatever went on here, you know, that's it. We gotta think of each other as, like, we call ships that clash in the night.
Her face contorts.
Oh, don't cry. Hey, don't cry, little girl. Listen to me. I blame myself for this here thing. See? You're only a young girl. I'm an experienced man of the world. I took advantage of you here. I shouldn't ought to did that. And I'm sorry for that. Now, if I give you some beautiful memories last night, which I can't myself remember, you gotta forget them. Forget them. Well, no, you could hang on to them. But you gotta try and forget me. You know, I'm married. I got a wife. I've been married to her for 30 years. She's just 29. And she's got memories, too. What you're looking at here, see, is kind of an old-fashioned guy who really believes in the sanctity of marriage.
Maribel bites her lower lip.
Okay.
Archie, I'm gonna have to level with you. I can't keep doing this.
Me neither.
I think you put me up to this.
Archie tightens his brow.
This here is one of Pinky's gags?
Yeah.
So nothing happened here last night, huh?
She shakes her head.
Disappointed?
Oh, no, because I wouldn't have remembered it anyhow. Oh, but that Pinky Peterson. I want to get even with him. Some way, someday.
Someday? What about now?
Archie looks up, and she nods, scheming. In the adjacent suite.
Can you hear anything, Pink?
It's quiet now.
I'd give a million to be a bed bug between them sheets.
You'll pull some doozies in your time, Pink, but this is your crowning glory.
This even tops the gag you pulled at the beer bust when you sewed up Hank Zipper. You
remember that, Hank? That wasn't so funny.
Yeah, that was good, but this is my masterpiece.
Maribel joins them.
How did Archie take it?
Yeah, what's happening in there?
Archie's dead.
He's dead?
He can't be dead.
What are you talking about?
Well, he woke up, took one look at me, clutched his heart and closed his eyes.
Maybe he just fainted.
No. He's not breathing and he has no pulse.
I don't believe it.
Are you sure?
Believe me. I know a dead person when I see one.
Dead?
Archie? He was so full of life.
Oh my God. This is awful.
They all look to Pinky.
Well, it was just a joke.
A joke?
Well, I didn't mean any harm. I love Archie. You guys know that.
You better figure out what you're gonna do about him. But whatever it is, leave me out of it.
She runs away.
Wally.
Yeah. Hank, listen.
Come on.
Bunny, you gotta help me.
Hey, I don't wanna see him. I don't wanna see him.
Pinky pulls Barney into the bedroom, where they find Archie lying motionless with his arms crossed on his chest.
I don't wanna see him.
Barney looks away, but Pinky stares at Archie.
How does he look?
Terrible.
Well, he never was no Paul Newman.
Archie tightens his brow, and Pinky notices. Smirking to himself, Pinky mouths, "He's not dead yet."
Huh?
He covers Barney's mouth and whispers in his ear. Barney looks at Archie, whose nose twitches. Barney mouths, "He's not dead?" Pinky shakes his head.
Why, you...
Pinky holds him back.
You gotta help me, Barney.
What do you mean?
I'll be blamed for this. I didn't know he had a bum ticker. We're gonna make it look like an accident.
An accident in bed?
What floor are we on?
14.
We'll throw him out the window.
How are we gonna do that to poor Arch?
Easy. You take his head, I'll take his legs. We'll tell him he was throwing a water bag out the window and forgot to let go.
Archie's eye twitches.
Come on. We can't do that to poor Arch.
Why not? Dead is dead.
But Maribel's a witness.
I thought of that. We'll throw her out, too.
Think what this is going to do to poor Edith.
I am thinking of Edith. If it's an accident, she'll collect double indemnity. She'll be set for the rest of her life.
As far as Edith is concerned, well, this whole thing is a stroke of luck.
You buy it?
Okay.
What the hell do you mean, okay?
Hank and Wally rush into the room and they all howl at Archie. Later, Archie shuffles through his front door.
I'm home, Edith.
Edith runs down the stairs and pecks his lips.
How was the convention?
Caucus, Edith, the caucus.
Caucus.
Yeah, I was bored to death. Well, almost to death. Well, you know me. I don't like to be away from home. I never like to sleep alone.
I'll bet you wasn't alone.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you always dream about Alice Faye.
Oh, but no more of these caucuses for me. You know, a bunch of grown, middle-aged men acting like children. I ain't ever gonna do that no more. I'm so glad to be home.
Oh, and I'm so glad you're home.
He zaps her behind with his hand buzzer. She runs away, but Archie chases her around the dining room table. And up the stairs. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Eugene Roche, Pinky. Janelle Allen, Maribel. Alan Melvin, Barney. Danny Dayton, Hank. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.